Hi, Desmond.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to speaking to you and hearing a lot about your experiences.
I started training at the High School of Performing Arts. I went on to be a student at the Albany Early American Dance Center. After that, I went into the second company of Albany Early and then had a career in the Albany Early main company for 8 years before moving to Germany to dance there with the Foresights Company, the Frankfurt Ballet, for 3 years. Then I was asked to come back to America and be a principal dancer with American Ballet Theatre, and thus became one of the first African principal dancers. Well, the African American male principal dancers of American Ballet Theatre. And from that time, myself and my partner, Dwight Yerding, who actually danced with La Ballet Jazz de Montreal there, for years, started Complexions Contemporary Ballet, and we're now celebrating our 21st season. But among that, between doing that, I also have been on Broadway and a number of shows, and I was only nominated for my role in the original cast of Bossy on Broadway. And I just currently finished a show called After Midnight, where I was a featured soloist with Fantasia Barrino and Patti LaBelle and Vanessa Williams and Lea Hill, with the choreographer guy Warren Carlisle. And yeah, it's just been a fantastic ride. But even before then, my dear friend Catherine Crockett got in touch with me and said, "Listen, I'm working on this movie." And, she knew that I had already done Chicago's movie, Rob Marshall, and she suggested, you should probably, let me introduce you to Jace and Tiffany." So I had a meeting with them, and they're like, "I believe that you are the character, so we want to hire you for this project and authorize my section for." And it just was really a good experience. Right away, just the challenge of getting the dialogue right and all of those good things, sure. But what was beautiful was to have Jay really directing us and allowing our individuality and our humanity to come more so and explaining what the script is all about. And I really appreciated that. As an artist, one wants to. I guess we're in the business of people pleasing, but it's also feels great when you can actually bring a part of yourself to the work and allow that to just be infectious to the audience, to whom we're watching. So it turned out to be a really wonderful project, and we're super excited, so glad that there's been so many people who have gravitated towards us now, obviously dealing with women's issues as a the lead, Catherine Crockett, having an opportunity to be a dancer and then having a child, and what does that mean? Does she just leave her career and, just become mom? So there are those issues that are present, but it's not the only issue that is present. My dear friend Catherine Crockett got in touch with me and said, "Listen, I'm working on this movie." And, she knew that I had already done Chicago's movie. Rob Marshall, and she suggested, you should probably, let me introduce you to Jace and Tiffany." So I had a meeting with them, and they're like, "I believe that you are the character, so we want to hire you for this project and authorize my section for." And it just was really a good experience right away, just the challenge of getting a dialogue right and all of those good things, sure. But what was beautiful was to have Jay really directing us and allowing our individuality and our humanity to come more so and explaining what the script is all about. And I really appreciated that. As an artist, one wants to. I guess we're in the business of people pleasing, but it's also feels great when you can actually bring a part of yourself to the work and allow that to just be infectious voice to the audience, to whom we're watching. So it turned out to be a really wonderful project, and we're super excited, so glad that there have been so many people who have gravitated towards this film, obviously dealing with women's issues, as the lead, Catherine Crockett, you know, having an opportunity to be a dancer and then having a child, and what does that mean? You know, does she just leave her career and, you know, just become mom? So there are those issues that are present, but it's not the only issue that is present. Well, in working with women in my career, I found that specifically those who have chosen to be mothers and continue to dance, I found that to be so inspiring and just pretty awe-inspiring, because how does one do that? And men, we don't really think about that too much, but you're bringing another life into the world, and, you know, but yet still you have this passion and you really want to continue it forth. And Catherine and I, we talked about that a lot, and she doesn't have children just yet, but talking about it, we found a lot of different, we could base it off a lot of different friends who have, you know, risen to the challenge and who are excelling, have like more than two kids and still have a career. So I think the conversation is great and it needs to be even more apparent. Well, my thoughts on, let's say, younger versus older, more mature, and it's not even versus, it's just, it's the way that the world works. The younger have the, in the dance industry, have the technical prowess and so energized. And then the more mature can come to the stage and just stand there, and you're riveted. There's something to that where you have this energy that is coming off the person, because that's experience. That's living a little, losing a little, loving a little, all of those things. And it takes time. I feel that it's necessary for both to exist. You know, it's just it is a way that it is. We have people who are going to come through, the younger folks are going to come through, and they're going to have their own thing to say, and it's necessary, and it's valid. Michael Jackson, he was the first one to give me my first commercial job. I did the Bad video when I was turning 18, and so that was an amazing experience, being on set with he and Martin Scorsese and Mr. Quincy Jones, and just it was unbelievable that I was in the room partaking in this information and really being a sponge and soaking it up. And thus, Michael Jackson, he was really very loyal to a lot of us dancers, because he knew me as more sort of a hip-hop dancer and didn't know my classical background at all. I started as a hip-hop dancer, so when I was working with him, I did a lot of hip-hop. So when we worked, he would hire us on different projects like the American Music Awards, or the History Tour, or History Promo Tour, or other projects that he was doing on the side. And I thought that was really amazing. You know, I was actually with him the last, just before September 11th, we were at Madison Square Garden. That's the last show that I did with him. So, yeah, he has really infected my career in a positive way, in terms of professionalism, knowing what you're going to do, being accurate, being responsible, being professional, really. Because that's one of the things that I noticed in him right away, that he always came to the plate at 110%, never marked, always was professional with everyone in the room, not just the people on the floor, but everyone that's working around the room. You know, because he talked about environment, and that's one of the things that I love, is to work in an environment such as Fall to Rise, where we're all coming with our know-how, but we're all leaving the ego at the door. Well, Prince was a pretty amazing. I spent more time with Prince as we were working on his new power generation company at the time, and working on his into year 2000 concert tour. So it was pretty amazing to work with him every day, you know, 6 months, like going into the studio, talking, and understanding as an artist what he liked to see and being super collaborative. But they all share that. All of those artists that you mentioned, that are Madonna, Prince, Michael Jackson, Aretha Franklin, there have been a few of others, but they all have this one defining character, is that they're all in it. They're in their zone. They're 110 all the way in, but not impeding everyone's process, but they're allowing you to do what you do, and it's making the united front, I guess, it's just strong, and that's why it's worked with all of it. In particular, Prince, too, because he really is super collaborative. He wants to hear what you have to say, and he wants to see what you can offer.
When you're working with Madonna, was it very similar, or was it a different point by being a woman who was very driven?
Oh, God, no, she is vain. She's very, very driven, sure, but she likes excellence. And from day one, really, it's what she talked about. I just want to be in a room with people who just love what they do. And she has such a big respect for, in particular, to the dancers who she would hire. A real big respect for the different genres, because she also is trained in a lot of different styles, but there's so many different styles that, the young people are coming with, so she's constantly inspired, and that's wonderful, because she doesn't have to. Here's the thing, none of them had to do it, they needed to do it. That is the key. They need to perform because it is their gift. Like myself, I need to dance, until I can't dance anymore. I know that I need to dance. I need to learn the craft of the art of dance so that I can speak. I knew I had a gift. I knew that from young, but I didn't know how I was going to do it until I had people in front of me that said, you know what? We're going to help you get there because we see it. And you see it, but you don't see all of it. So we're going to help you see all of it. And that is what these big artists do too. They're consistently surrounded by people. No, it's actually people who say, that was terrible, go back, you were off pitch, do it again. So those are the type of people that they surround themselves with, because if you surround yourself with yes people who just love you, love the best, that's great, but it doesn't push you forward, and doesn't make you strive for excellence, actually. But being in the film Chicago, directed by Rob Marshall, was pretty amazing, and working with Rob Marshall, he too is that type of artist. He was a dancer. He knows how to talk to dancers, but not only, he really respects not only the dancers, but the actors, because that's how we were all considered. He never said, actually, the dancers, I want you over here on dance. He was like, okay, actors, we need to put this scene now, we pitch your marks, blah, blah, blah. And that was to everybody. So he put us all in the same playing field, from Captain Zeta Jones to Renee Zellweger to the Spear. All of us were, that was the cast, instead of, pinpointing, oh, this one's more famous than the other and all of that. No, we all have our own celebrity break, but it's not about that when you're working on a project. It's about coming in and doing the best work you can so that he can go into the editing room and make it just, amazing, which he did. Oscar. So I believe that working on those type of movies like that is so much fun. A lot of work, but that's the work you want to do anyway. You don't want to do anything less than. Well, in that process, we talked about, so how do you see this? Is it something that is on the table? Sure. But how are we going to play that? And he said, just play it easy. Make it fluid. This is how he's living his life. He's not saying he's one thing or the other thing. It's just this is how he's living his life, and this is with whom he fell in love with. So I thought that was quite cathartic. Interesting. Well, then let's go with that. And I love the way Daphne Bridge is able to play that against me so that I can really feel that. And in talking with my friends and obviously you can get some information, but I think it's really important to push that forward because it's super important that people just live their lives. It's not necessary. If you're happy, good. That's what we're going with, you know? Be happy in your moment and whatever you're doing for you. And that's what one of the things that Jay said to me. And he said, if you can push that across, then you're good.
You were in Fosse, and what a interesting character he was. You were in Fosse, and what a interesting character he was.
Well, I have to say, I would have loved to have worked with him.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of working with Wayne Verdon, Chet Walker, Anne Rankin. These are the people who, even Cole Fosse, his daughter, these are the people who he trained, so, and listening to his former wife, Gwen Burden, speak about him, and we watched tapes, and it was like a boot camp when we went into the project of Fosse. It was really quite beautiful to listen to his words as a creative force, wanting to change the game, as he said, a little bit, from a person who didn't have so much ballet technique, as he said. He was a hoofer, meaning a tap dancer, and that he loved ballet line. Obviously, his wife, Gwen Burden, was phenomenal because she was a ballerina and also had this beautiful physique and was strong as a character. But in learning all of this material, we obviously have become ambassadors of the work, and I really feel that, when I look around, I'm like, gosh, his work is everywhere. Case in point, when I saw The Little Prince, the movie The Little Prince, and Bob Fosse was doing this Snake in a Tree, I believe it's called, and I was looking at all the movements that he was doing, and I was like, oh my goodness, these are Michael Jackson's movements. Right. So then, in fact, in speaking with Michael at the time, watching him do the Motown experience, where he went on and he was coming on to do his solo endeavor, and he was doing all those movements that Bob Fosse was doing, and incorporated his own style too. But he took a lot of stuff from Bob Fosse, and then when I spoke with Michael, he was like, "I love Bob Fosse, dude. Oh my God, I would have loved to have met him," and blah blah. And so. Oh, I believe actually he did, because Bob Fosse passed in 1986. But in looking at him, I could see that there's this wonderful commonality in commercial dance. So I knew that he loved, speaking of Bob Fosse, I knew that he loved making sure people felt movement and visually having it be super creepy. Well, other movies that I see around dance right now, obviously, like Black Swan, I actually felt and liked the fact that he went this total, went to the other side of it, because it can get that dark, but not that dark, But I like that it kind of took it into this place. Well, we don't even think about a dance like that, but yes, there is that sort of, that psychological, going back and forth. I've seen certain dancers have this sort of, when they're really entrenched in their characters, they can go left. Like some dancers, lead dancers, they get very quiet and they have to do big premieres and things like that, and they're talking to themselves and all of it. I've seen it because I've done it, so I know. It's super important because you have to kind of go in and be and exist in your zone. But there are a few movies that are coming through the pipe right now that are touching upon a lot of things within the dance world and the outside of the dance world and the real world, that there's this wonderful interconnection. There's a wonderful movie that's coming up, High Strung, that I just saw, and I was like, wow, this is nice too. That we're all having this dialogue with great dancing, nobody doubles, let's have some heart and let's really speak to what speaks to people. And people love dance. From what I gather from this movie, when they watch All to Rise, speaking with the audience, they're just like, wow, I just love the fact that it feels real and you're having an experience with you. So to me, I'm all good. I'm hopeful that we can see much more films like this that garner not only dance, but music and voice and, you know, all those things.